Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Sunday, the 5th of January, the day that Spurs go out the FA Cup and another season of trophies ends. Middlesbrough just been warming up into form. They won their last three, I think, after a sort of sloppy period. And I don't think Spurs could beat, I don't know, local pub side at the minute. Two from two in the NFL last night. Brilliant. I know there's a lot of people listening who don't like the NFL, but the NFL is just a fantastic game to watch. And that first playoff game last night, Buffalo at Houston, we were on the Texans minus 2.5, 16-0 down at halftime. The whole game was just a calamity of bad play, bad decisions from coaching staff, bad decisions from playing staff, missed tackles. But it just made an entertaining watch, and the Texans looked like they'd nicked it with a couple of minutes to go, then faffed about, and Bills pulled level with a field goal right at the death, and then it went overtime, and the errors continued, and eventually the Texans got it done by three. And then the Patriots, who are not a full storm this time, I think their days are run with that Brady setup. The Titans, who we were on a couple of weeks ago, and a team I said we should follow all the way, then they did have a bad week, but I think they're going to be right there at the end, the Titans. Big games next week, but the Titans saw off the Patriots. So those two progress. So tonight we have Minnesota at New Orleans and Seattle at Philadelphia, and I think the Saints will win, but nothing in the spread for me there. And I... as we're on the Seattle, I think Seattle will cover that spread at Philadelphia. But Carson Wentz has had a bit of a revival, so we'll see. Should be another couple of crackers before the 49ers march on next week. What else have I got? There's old Steve. I didn't pull Steve up when I did my sporting moment of the decade. And I put the Ryder Cup at Medina. It is truly one of the greatest sporting dramas I've watched unfold on TV. Didn't give him a chance. And he said, am I taking the piss? It's the Cricket World Cup. Behave yourself, Steve. Flipping pyjamas and magic overs or whatever they have at the end and all that. Sort it out, son. Willows and smacking it about. Golf, man's game. Man's game in the cauldron of competition. And then this morning, talk sport, people talk about, there's a habit. When we talk about habits this week and things like that, see, things like this, human beings, we're very predictable. We do the same things. We get in the same routines, get in the car, same old stuff on the radio. We just tolerate it. It is absolute, complete and utter drivel. If you sat and went home and wrote down what had you learned anything from it and listened to it, it's not even entertainment. It's just crap. And I know people say I'm a miserable old bastard, but it is just complete and utter unadulterated bollocks. Talking for the sake of talking. Even at home here, when I watch football, I certainly wouldn't watch as much football as a lot of people listening to this, because I don't watch football when I'm trading. I might occasionally have if there's a game I fancy on my iPad. And invariably, I only watch Spurs games. If I'm not going, I'll watch that until I've had enough and turn it off when we're about three down. But I don't even watch football with commentary on anymore. You know, we've got this thing, Jobs for the Boys. Somebody tagged me in a thing about get rid of Steve McManaman. Didn't make me laugh. Petition to get rid of Steve McManaman from BT. I'd get rid of all of them. I'll go back to, there's an interview on YouTube, Brian Clough with John Motson, and he does a sort of speaking symbol with his hand, less of that and show more football. And my missus, man, she says to me, what's the point of it all? If I watch football, I very rarely have the commentary on. As soon as the half-time whistle goes, I'll turn over to something else, put some news on or something. And as soon as the game finishes, I turn it off. You know, stupid, inane questions. What should Maurizio Pochettino do at half-time? Who cares what Graham Souness thinks? Really, what does it add to it? It doesn't add anything to it for me whatsoever. I don't mind, like, you got Soccer Saturday when they're not showing the games and people are telling you what's gone on, the ball's come in and you get half an idea what's going on. But it's just utter diatribe bollocks. And on the talk sport, I used to drive up to Spurs. I don't anymore, but I used to drive up before they changed the traffic system and that. I used to drive up and get on the North Circular, and I had a little place I parked, And I used to listen to TalkSport on the way up to the game. And I'm going back 10 years. And it's just absolute, complete and utter shite. When I look back, what I was listening to just used to get you wound up, because that's what they want to do. Just be as controversial, say stuff they don't really believe themselves to try and generate some, which is just pointless shit. Fortunately, the world's moved on. There's loads of podcasts you can listen to where you learn things. Audio books where you can learn things. I'm a member of that. Is it Blinklist or Blinkist? Fascinating, brilliant stuff. I've listened to things about stuff I never even would have contemplated. There's just so much more ways that you can actually educate yourself a bit and do something. It's just habits for me. Getting people will say, oh, it's entertaining there because they want to there. Sit down, break it down, write down what do you actually gain from it. It's complete and utter shite. Use your time a bit better. You know, we all say we want to get better and whatever, self-improve ourselves. Listening to that, it's another in the long line of fucking dumbing ourselves down, listening to bollocks like that, day in, day out. Somebody said to me, oh, who was it, Simon Dennis, the sports bar, Jason Cundy, fuck off. Oh my God, imagine being sat down with that guy. Fuck right off. No, thank you very much. Right, enough of that. Losing my shit here. Right, I'm not well still. I'm going out for the best roast, I'm told, in London today, so I'll report back on that tomorrow. I'll be the judge of that. But I'm taking my, she loves a roast, my good lady. I'm taking her for what is allegedly the best roast in London. Got a little party of about 10 going for her birthday, so I'll report back on that. Right, really is putrid football, isn't it? I got involved yesterday, Segunda. Those who came to the trading days in 2015 may well remember I saying I hate Segunda, I don't like trading it. There was value in that game last night, but putrid garbage. Apologies if anybody followed. Today we've got a little bit of Serie A. Do think over 2.5 goals at Brescia. Lazio is a little bit of value. But that is it. The football is absolutely putrid. Let's get back to the proper stuff. I couldn't argue with laying Spurs away at Middlesbrough, I'll be honest. I think that'll be a later back. Could easily see us falling behind. Can see probably a draw at best. And I'm not just saying that. We are dreadful. And the personnel, we've not really got anybody available. No, Sonny's coming back. But all the while you're having to play the likes of Aurier, you've got no chance. The club, there's conversation I have very often. The club is an absolute mess at the minute. People saying it's Mourinho, it's not. It's what Poch and Levy have left after wasting the best squad we've got. And Mourinho, I rate him as a quality manager. Yeah, he's a nobbin, but he's not going to work miracles unless they spend some money and ditch a load of those players and get new ones in. And I can't see that happening. And the football they played against Norwich, Southampton, it was just, it's desperate. It's not bad, it's desperate. It's been desperate for the best part of a year. So don't think that this is just a short-term thing. So I couldn't put you off laying Tottenham today. I wouldn't have them as short as that myself. Certainly in a cup with Middlesbrough at home. But there you go. Right, horses. Got some horses. So you're on the NFL. So looking up NFL, I was watching the Patriots game. The money they charge for tips on the NFL. I should do that, flipping, particularly in America. They charge fortunes for it. We've got a lock-in pick and all this, and trying to charge absolute fortunes for it. Mental. All three here on the bet slip. 340 at Plumpton. Lightly squeeze. Good win bet. Fairly short, but a good win bet. 210 at Plumpton. Edith's Elton. 210 at Plumpton. Edith Elton. Win and place. 150 Nars Allardyce. Big Sam. 150 Nars Allardyce. Small win bet. 320 Nars Lucis Nacturia. Small win and place. And 150 Nars My Manikineko. My fucking hell. My Manikineko. Small win and place. And there's one more, and 350 Nars Shakespeare's Word, small win and place. That is it. So that is it from me. As I say, I feel a little bit better today, but I've taken the old day nurse. Hopefully be fully on the game tomorrow. in the office, get some work done, and we'll start talking a bit more about some structure on these pods and helping you guys hopefully through the next few months. And into, you know, already looking at into next season, getting people with this long-term approach and actually getting set up is my sort of goal. And I'm not thinking of what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm thinking of where you'll be in 12 months' time. And as a starting point, I mean, what you could do today, it is a quiet day, is sit and write down. I remember going to Jersey, Neil Cave, you won't mind me mentioning this. I went to see Neil in Jersey years ago about his betting setup. Never been to, oh, was it Guernsey, Neil? It's Guernsey, or he'll have the ump now. He'll have the ump there. Guernsey I went to. Flipping heck. Sorry, Neil. Was Guernsey? Yes, definitely. And he, lovely guy, Neil. Gooner, but we'll forgive him that. I went round his house, and Neil was one of these. I don't know when this was, probably about 2015, something like that, maybe a bit before. And Neil, I said, right, show me what you do. And Neil had an Apple computer, big screen, you know, whatever, 27 or whatever inch screen. And he had about 80 tabs open. And every tab was a betting site that he was something to do with. It was flipping madness. And I think a lot of you don't even realise, because you've got that FOMO, what you're involved with. So a good starting point is to actually write down today. Get a bit of A4 paper. Let's go old school. Pen and paper. And write down what you bet on. Everything. List it. Every single bet you have. Whether it's any stuff from me. Podcasts, horses, FTS racing, ultimate, beginner. Anything you do with me, anything you do elsewhere, so whatever other services you're members of, maybe Geese Racing, whatever it may be, write them all down and write down why you're a member and what your game plan is. So you'll have a list on a bit of paper, why you joined it, what you were thinking, what your bank is, what your end game is. And I'll bet not everybody, but some of you will be amazed at how much you write down. But that's the sort of starting point of where I'm at. You know, where are you? What are you doing? You actually, as I said the other day, my betting is actually quite concentrated. I don't listen to noise. I don't get involved in other stuff. I only operate in certain markets, and I accept that, you know, winning days, losing days. But as a starting point, I think for you guys, writing it down. Why did you do it? Why did you join it? What were you thinking? And be honest with yourselves, that's a starting, you know, again, another starting point. Got to be honest. Did you join it for fear of missing out? Did you join it because there was a load of hype around it? What was it for? What were you thinking when you started out to do it? So that might be a good exercise as a starting point for today. Everything you follow, whether you follow Tipsters on Twitter, be 100% honest. For those of you who say you want to do this properly, the only way is to be absolutely honest with yourself, because what I say and do really doesn't fucking matter if you're not honest with yourself. And then through this week, and as I say, the coming months, and it won't be every day, I'm not going to be lecturing people every day, we'll have a bit of fun along the way and tips and whatever, but over the period, I want to try and use these broadcasts and these podcasts to just get people thinking slightly different about their gambling and forget the fact you've got to be a maths genius, or people tell you you can't do it, or this, that, and the other. And a great tweet, I mean, somebody I respect highly, Cassini, I do like Cassini, been around a long time, and he, and been a thread talking about, sample sizes. And one of the truest things he tweeted yesterday was, there is no mean in betting. And I absolutely 100% agree. Everybody talks about regression to the mean. The mean's always changing. It's always moving. It's a fluid thing, betting. It is fluid. You change all the time. I'm not doing anything like what I did when I started 12 years ago. And I've made money every single year, because you change and evolve. And more of it is down to what you are like as a human being, as a mindset, and your approach to it, than what you actually do. And I keep saying that, but obviously the people who want mathematical definition to everything say, can't be done, can't be done, can't be done. Because my graph doesn't go in a straight line all the way up there, it can't be done, so nobody can do it. Fuck off. Right, got enough of that. I'm going to take my good lady out for a bit of dinner. And I will, I'll be back with you tomorrow. Have a lovely, lovely Sunday and enjoy the NFL tonight. I'm looking forward to it already.